So the Northeast has many of the characteristics similar to the upper Midwest, and what Andy described pretty much fits what's happening in the Northeast. A couple of exceptions, though. I would say that probably, even though no one counts anymore, there's probably more than 3,000 acres of strawberries grown in that area, probably by about 1,500 growers. And so there's, and if you do the math, that averages out to about 2 acres per grower, and that's probably pretty typical. A large farm would be more than 5 acres. Most growers probably have 2 acres or less. And you'd be hard-pressed to go anywhere in the Northeast and not be within 30 miles of a strawberry farm. They are scattered everywhere, all over the place, unless you're in the middle of the Adirondacks or the Green Mountains or something like that. There are strawberry growers everywhere. But they do have these mixed operations, as they do in the upper Midwest. It's very rare to find just somebody who grows strawberries. And again, like a lot of places, the perennial matted row has dominated for the past 100 years. And, you know, great minds think alike. This is the third time you've seen this graph. But, you know, California has outpaced the Northeast. And if you look at that bottom line there, pretty much our yields have stayed flat, while the rest of the country in Florida and California has increased their yields per acre. And there's been this production system divergence. So, you know, California does annuals, the Northeast does perennial systems, has a challenge with weeds. California, they annually fumigate. In the Northeast, pretty much the focus has been on breeding for resistance to soil-borne pathogens. You know, moving towards day neutrals in California, mostly short day cultivars in the Northeast, fresh dug plants, and some plugs in California and the Northeast, pretty much all dormant plants. So what are some future trends that I would see coming? I think the Northeast is looking at some of these warmer regions and thinking about how can we adopt some of those practices to kick our yields up a little bit. Looking at ways of creating a milder growing environment for the plants through wavelength sensitive plastics. One way we won't do what California does is we won't sort of look at fumigation. That's obviously not an option anymore. At least not methyl bromide. And for us, there's a lot of growers in the Northeast that are very environmentally conscious. And there's a lot of discussion about soil health, and growers talk about it all the time. So I think there's more of an emphasis on cover cropping and crop rotation. Of course, land is a lot less expensive, and growers there can afford to do that. In the southern part of the Northeast, there is plugs being used for strawberry production. And they have a lot of advantages over dormant bare root plants. You can see these plugs being used in different places. They're fall planted, and they establish, and then they start to fruit the following year. So advantages are you avoid almost the entire season of weed management, and you have these very uniform plants. They're easy to transplant, possibly fewer pathogens in the roots. But the problem with short-day plants, as you move further north with plugs, you have to plant them earlier and earlier to get them to establish. And once you get into like late August for planting to get them established before winter comes, the day lengths are still pretty long and it's still pretty hot. So as plants kick into runner production rather than staying sort of in a vegetative state, so you get all this runnering. And so that's been difficult for growers in the north to use plug plants. But I think there's an opportunity with day neutrals to use plug plants. If we can get them at that time in late August, I think we can go in through the winter with them and then into the spring and have more uniformity in our day neutral plantings. I'll talk about day neutrals in just a minute, but this is a niche I see for plugs a little bit further north than where they're currently being used. And I mentioned the problem we have is that they're not always available early enough for us to plant them when we need to get their establishment before fall. The other area that is increasing interest quite a bit are these day neutrals, and you've heard about this already. Growers are planting them, harvesting them, getting really good prices at the markets. They're not really doing U-pick like they do with most of their short-day plants, but if you can pick them and take them to market, you can get those high prices that Andy was describing. And they, you know, the newer varieties like Albion do quite well compared to earlier generation Seascape, and even earlier generations of Tribute and TriStar. So almost all growers now that are growing day neutrals seriously in the Northeast are using Albion. And they're growing them in for it's kind of 2 years. Oops. Gotta find a pointer here. Anyway, The first year, that year one, that red line, you get that big flush of fruit in August and September, a little bit in October. And then if you overwinter them, you get a flush of fruit again in the springtime, and you get another second flush in August of the second year. Most growers aren't going to August. They're going for that first year, overwintering, and then getting a flush in the spring and then taking the plants out. So it's almost an annual, but not quite, because you're taking them through the winter. And unlike the upper Midwest, where it gets really cold, you might not be able to do that. The Northeast is mild enough, of enough snow cover, that, and we have to do a little bit more work in this, but we can overwinter Albion and get that early spring crop in the second year. Labor availability in the fall is a challenge. Labor is always a challenge in the Northeast, particularly in the fall when you have so many other competing crops like apples and grapes that require labor. It's going to be a little bit hard to get those day-neutrals picked then. Environmental modification on day-neutrals. People are looking at plastic mulches, row covers, low tunnels. You know, we started with row covers, and now we've moved to low tunnels. And day-neutrals do really well under low tunnels. Here's a nice photograph in November with snow on the tunnels, but we're still picking strawberries. This is a couple years ago, November 10th in Ithaca, New York. Nice harvest of the Albion under low tunnels. These wavelength-sensitive plastics let certain wavelengths through and not others, and I think we'll see adaptations and adoption of this practice as well. So I mentioned stackers. Russ mentioned that. Some growers are trying that with not much success. At least it hasn't caught on. There is interest, though, in sort of controlled environment production of strawberries in warehouses and things like that, using LED lights close to cities, close to where the market is. So I know at least three outfits that are starting to do this and look at this. So it's going to be interesting to see how that develops. I mean, they're doing it because they're right close to the city and the market. So we'll see if that the economics pan out on that. Breeding. Chad mentioned breeding. This is looking at cultivars that were released over the last 100 years, looking at the yield of those cultivars when planted in a common garden. And yields haven't really changed much over 100 years. Berry size has gone up over the last 100 years. Marketable fruit's gone down. Firmness has gone up, but yields have pretty much stayed the same. So I think that the future is to increase yields. It's probably not going to be doing something with short day plants to kick them up. It's probably going to be looking at extended seasons to increase our yield. Adaptation to non-fumigated ground, resistance to foliar diseases, looking at fruit quality, flavor, and maybe some gene editing will come into play here. So in summary, in the Northeast, we're looking at improved soil health, more day neutrality, better resistance to soil and foliar diseases, novel genes for color and flavor, maybe fall planted plugs for day neutrals, wavelength selective plastics for low tunnels, and limited adoption of extreme controlled environment production.